is intended to be the beginning of an intensive cleanup campaign even within the government business areas. We have to bear in mind that we have to show in every endeavor leadership by example. And since the government senior people, the ministers, the chief directors are the leadership of government programs and activities, we should show that indeed we mean what we say by beginning the thorough cleaning up of our environment. And this is just the beginning of what we're going to continue to do periodically or continuously until we get the nation, particularly the capital, rid of all of the filth that we find ourselves in today. For us to also bear in mind that in what the president has declared, wanting our country to be the cleanest city, we cannot do all of it at once overnight. We must plan and strategize. And this is part of the strategy, to demarcate our car, segment it in a manner that we can target all of the potential areas of filth that we need to deal with. In other words, if we take the whole of our Accra area and look at the government business district as a first point of call and say, let's concentrate and intensify our activities in this area and clean up the entire government business district, because that's where people are coming from all over the world, all over the country to do business. They come there and see a good impression of what the president wants us to do. I'm sure they'll carry the messages out to all the other areas where they're going to. And if it's out of the country, they will carry a good impression to out of the country and tell them that Ghana is serious, the president means what he's saying, and people are following his directives and doing what is required. So this is the beginning of the intensive cleanup that will take place to ensure that we deliver on the president's directives.
Mr. Adda emphasized that the exercise should not deter workers from attending to clients who may need their services today.
What we are doing doesn't stop the regular clean cleaning from taking place wherever service providers are or wherever you and I are that we're supposed to be cleaning our environment. That will continue.
Right.
This is merely the intensification of what we need to do to ensure that we achieve the present.
Right. Now, Mr. Adda, is Friday, which is a working day, obviously. Are we going to see workers or the MDAs coming out the time that people will need information from all over the country?
There are two things, again, you have to look at in this respect. First of all, a lot of the ministers have got their standard cleaning gun. They've given our contracts to sweepers, office cleaners, and they're not necessarily doing the best job. Secondly, there are things around the perimeters of their premises where they're not really keeping it clean. So when the government officials come in and become conscious of what they have to do in this regard, they would have to crack the whip as where all the service contractors that they have gotten to do those jobs, to do a good job. And they will also then go out into the areas where their offices are located within the immediate vicinity to also ensure that every little thing is picked up around the area, leaving it clean, which means that they would need some time. We've deliberately put in just a two-hour engagement.
Right.
8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. So it's only 1 hour of the beginning of business that they would consciously look at and try to clean the place. So it's not going to take the whole day. It's just 1 hour. But once they begin with this and get to know it's something we need to do, I'm sure as we get into the thick end of it, it will be a matter of 5-10 minutes for everybody to ask, have they picked up the garbage in this area? Have they emptied the garbage can?
That was the Minister of Sanitation and Water Resources, Joseph Kofi Adda.
The former executive secretary of the Coalition of NGOs, Water and Sanitation, Ben Arthur, has advised the Minister of Sanitation to make the cleanup exercise taking place today a long-term activity by putting in the necessary measures, resources and personnel.
The minister is there. Listen, if you were asked to advise him on this exercise briefly, what would you tell him?
As I said, I will go by the pillars that I've mentioned. Let's sit down, take our time, and go through the process. What we want to get the ministry area and the surrounding clean. Do we have the men, the women, the people who will be doing that job? How are they going to resource them? Are they volunteers? Are we paying them to do this thing? Are we determining where the money will be coming from and when the releases will come? Secondly, do we have the infrastructure to the extent that when they pick the refuse and other things, they'll be able to dump them or deposit them hygienically? Do we have people supervising them? Is the motivation there for these people to go through? These are the issues I would like to know from the minister, and I would like the minister to look at seriously. Do we also have a timeline for this activity? We are starting tomorrow. The next quarter, what will happen? What do we expect? We expect the ministry to be clean the next 3 months, that when we go there, at least, the minimum we will see that there are bins, people are depositing materials in the bin and not on the ground. What is the target for the quarter, right, for the year?
The minister seems to have addressed some of these issues you are raising up. So let's hope that this time around the program becomes a success.
Former Executive Secretary of Coalition of NGOs Water and Sanitation, Ben Arthur.